The rise of cryptocurrency into mainstream financial systems is creating an unavoidable conflict between the foundational principles of financial privacy and the inherent transparency of public blockchains.
As digital assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum integrate with traditional banking and state-backed systems such as central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, regulators, developers, and users are grappling with a critical question. How can a system that prioritizes openness and accountability coexist with the demand for individual privacy?
This tension is not merely a technical challenge, but a societal and regulatory dilemma that will shape the future of digital finance.
Experts like Elio's Yaya Fanusi highlight a chicken-and-egg problem for regulators, who are torn between enabling privacy for widespread adoption and preventing illicit activities that exploit the transparency of public blockchains.
The resolution of this conflict will determine whether digital currencies can function as viable alternatives to traditional money while maintaining trust, compliance, and individual sovereignty.
The public ledger problem, transparency versus privacy.
At the heart of the conflict lies the architecture of most cryptocurrencies, which are built on public, transparent ledgers.
Blockchains like Bitcoin and Ethereum record every transaction on a decentralized network, making them visible to anyone.
This transparency is a cornerstone of blockchain technology, fostering trust and security by allowing users to verify transactions without relying on intermediaries.
However, this openness comes at a significant cost. It eliminates financial privacy.
In traditional finance, individuals and businesses expect confidentiality in their transactions, with bank statements and financial records kept private.
The public nature of blockchain, by contrast, exposes every transaction to global scrutiny, creating a barrier to adoption for mainstream use cases such as payroll, commerce, and cross-border payments.
The clash between transparency and privacy is particularly acute as cryptocurrencies seek integration with regulated financial systems.
For example, CBDCs, which are digital versions of fiat currencies issued by central banks, must balance the need for oversight with the protection of user privacy.
If a CBDC were to adopt a public ledger model, it could enable unprecedented transparency, but it would also risk enabling mass surveillance.
Conversely, if a CBDC prioritizes privacy, it might undermine the ability of regulators to monitor and prevent financial crimes such as money laundering or terrorist financing.
This contradiction highlights the core challenge. How can a system that requires transparency for compliance and accountability also safeguard individual privacy?
The public ledger model also complicates the use of cryptocurrencies in everyday transactions.
For instance, businesses and individuals may be reluctant to adopt crypto for payments if their financial activities are visible to the public.
This reluctance is compounded by the fact that many users are unfamiliar with the technical aspects of blockchain and may perceive the lack of privacy as a risk.
As a result, the widespread adoption of cryptocurrencies hinges on the ability to reconcile their transparent architecture with the privacy expectations of users and regulators.
The regulatory standoff, balancing compliance and privacy.
Regulators face a dual challenge. They must ensure that cryptocurrencies do not become tools for illicit activity while also enabling their integration into the financial system.
On one hand, the traceability of public blockchains is a valuable asset for compliance.
Law enforcement agencies and financial watchdogs can use blockchain analytics to track the flow of funds, identify suspicious transactions, and combat financial crimes.
For example, the ability to trace Bitcoin transactions has been instrumental in recovering stolen funds from ransomware attacks and tracking money laundering schemes.
This transparency is a key reason why regulators have not entirely dismissed cryptocurrencies, despite their association with illicit activities.
On the other hand, regulators recognize that for cryptocurrencies to function effectively as a medium of exchange, they must offer a degree of privacy.
If a CBDC or a decentralized digital currency were to become the primary form of money, it would need to protect users from surveillance and ensure that their financial data remains confidential.
This is particularly important in democratic societies, where citizens expect a balance between government oversight and individual privacy.
Regulators are hesitant to approve advanced privacy technologies without clear frameworks, as they fear these tools could be exploited for criminal activities.
At the same time, developers of privacy-focused cryptocurrencies struggle to prove compliance with regulatory standards without a defined legal framework to work within.
This regulatory uncertainty creates a standoff. Regulators are unwilling to greenlight privacy-enhancing technologies until they are proven safe, while developers are unable to innovate without regulatory clarity.
The regulatory dilemma is further complicated by the global nature of blockchain technology.
Cryptocurrencies operate across borders, making it difficult for any single country to enforce its own regulations.
For instance, a cryptocurrency used in one jurisdiction may be subject to different compliance requirements in another, creating a patchwork of rules that complicates enforcement.
This lack of harmonization has led to calls for international cooperation to establish standardized frameworks for regulating digital assets.
However, achieving consensus on such frameworks is a formidable task, given the competing interests of governments, financial institutions, and technology developers.
Privacy-enhancing technologies, a potential middle ground.
The solution to the privacy-transparency conflict may lie in the development of privacy-enhancing technologies, PETs, which offer a way to reconcile the need for transparency with the demand for privacy.
PETs are cryptographic tools designed to protect sensitive data while still allowing for the verification of transactions.
One of the most promising examples is zero-knowledge proofs, ZKPs, which enable users to prove the validity of a transaction without revealing the underlying details.
For instance, a user could demonstrate that they have sufficient funds to make a payment without disclosing their exact balance or the amount of the transaction.
ZKPs and other PETs can provide selective transparency, where users maintain control over their private data while allowing authorized entities, such as auditors, regulators, or law enforcement agencies, to access specific information under legally defined circumstances.
This model mirrors the privacy compliance balance found in traditional banking, where financial institutions are required to report certain transactions to regulatory bodies while maintaining the confidentiality of customer data.
By adopting PETs, cryptocurrencies can satisfy the demands of both privacy advocates and regulators, enabling widespread adoption without compromising security or compliance.
The integration of PETs into blockchain systems is already underway, with several projects exploring their potential.
For example, some privacy-focused cryptocurrencies like Monero and Zcash have implemented advanced cryptographic techniques to obscure transaction details.
However, these technologies face challenges in terms of scalability, usability, and regulatory acceptance.
Developers must ensure that PETs are both efficient and user-friendly, as complex cryptographic solutions may deter mainstream adoption.
Additionally, regulators must develop clear guidelines to govern the use of PETs, ensuring they are not misused for illicit activities while still protecting user privacy.
The adoption of PETs could also have broader implications for the future of digital finance.
By enabling selective transparency, These technologies could facilitate the integration of cryptocurrencies into traditional financial systems, such as payment gateways, lending platforms, and insurance services.
For instance, a business could use a pet-enabled cryptocurrency to process payments, while ensuring that sensitive financial data remains confidential.
Similarly, a CBDC could leverage pets to provide users with privacy protections while still allowing for regulatory oversight.
This dual functionality would make digital currencies more appealing to a wider range of users, from individuals to corporations.
The road ahead, designing a sustainable digital financial system.
The next major battle in the cryptocurrency space will not be about decentralization or speculation. It will be about finding a balance between privacy and transparency that works for everyone.